and ready. Woo! We are doer, and we're doing it better than anybody else alive. Now, Buddy Landell, it's so hard for me to sit back here in this studio looking at a guy out here hollering my name when last year I spent more money on spilt liquor in bars from one side of this world to the other than you made. You're talking to the Rolex wearing, diamond ring wearing, kiss stealing, woo, wheeling dealing, limousine riding, jet flying, son of a gun, and I'm having a hard time holding these alligators down. Woo!
It's Ric Flair's 72nd birthday today.
Ah. What do you do if you're Ric Flair and you celebrate another year on Earth?
Man. At this point, especially after his health scare a couple years ago, everyone's a blessing. So, happy birthday, Rick. 72.
I could use a line from Slapshot.
Here we go.
This is the last season. Mm. It'll be announced tomorrow. Does he have pictures of him celebrating? He's got a, what is it? His wife is a little bit younger than he is?
Just a tad bit.
Nothing wrong with that, George. It happens all the time.
Yeah, we talk about it all the time.
There is, you don't have to play that game again when you grew up and you're like, well, you got to be 8 years older than your wife, and you know.
Oh, she's 60. Never mind. She does not look 60. Wow. Yeah. Oh wow.
Are we talking about Wendy?
Yeah, Wendy.
Okay.
Yeah, she doesn't look 60 at all. Wow.
Yeah, she does.
Okay, that picture does.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. She's
fine. No.
Yeah. They're only 11 years apart. Now, well, 12 years apart. I thought he had married, like, really, really young.
This is his fifth marriage.
Oh, okay. Again, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. Sometimes
I mean, it looks
try.
Like he's gotten this one right because they've been married for 3 years.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's probably a couple of those marriages at the beginning where he just forgot about.
Yeah, exactly. Especially now, yeah. He
doesn't it happens. About sometimes it. People get married and they forget about being married. And then you get a piece of paper in the mail and you're no longer married.
So that's how that works. Okay.
Actually does. They send you the documents.
Oh, wow.
Never open them.
Hmm. Like, oh, okay.
Got a letter from Lee County.
Mm-hmm.
I went right into the pile of all the other junk mail, the coupons and stuff like that. They went to the coupon drawer.
Oh, there it is.
You see how excited I was. I was like, whoop, done. Well, He's very active. I imagine that he's going to celebrate, and probably go out to his favorite restaurant.
Yep, down in North Carolina somewhere.
And he's somebody who, I've told the story previously, good friend of mine was on, they were in line to get on a plane to fly back to Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like two people behind. And she looked at him. She knew who he was. And he kindly said, yes, I am who you think I am. Because there were people staring at him.
Oh, yeah.
But then she felt bad for him because as he got on the plane, and he was in first class, it was one of those planes where you walk by first class.
Oh, wow.
And so people would stop, and then they wanted him to do his signature sound.
That had to be a very annoying plane ride. Imagine the woos coming from the back of the plane.
What a great life, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
In your career and post-career. Thank God he's alive.
I
mean, it was a little dangerous. What was that, about 2 years ago?
Yeah, about 2 or 3 years ago.
But what a full life. I mean, what else could Ric Flair do?
Nothing. Dude's in hip-hop videos and still being referenced at the age of 70.
He's done a little bit of everything.
I'm like, come on.
In and out of his body.
Legitimate. Oh, you're not wrong. Gary, you're not wrong.
Mike would like somebody to punch Kofi in the face tonight and break his nose. Sincerely, the Nebraska basketball team.
Oh, wow.
No IO. Well, Nebraska covered tonight. 12.5-point underdog. How quickly will Teddy Allen get going? How many points will Teddy score tonight? If you were Illinois, would you say, Teddy, you can score 40, but no other dude on this team is going to get anywhere close to double figures?
Yeah.
No. That game with Illinois losing, and they have an important game this week. They play Wisconsin. But the fact that they lost, that Michigan State game is not going to beat them twice. There's part of me that feels like there's a woodshed beating coming tonight. And if there is in the future on Twitter, you may have to pay money to follow your favorite Nebraska ball beat writer. Twitter has announced two big things today. They are updating Twitter. It'd be nice if they would do an edit button. The ability for users to charge their followers for access to additional content. And the ability to create and join groups based around specific interests. You know, Twitter hasn't changed much in, I don't know, probably 8-10 months. But the payment feature is going to be called Super Follows. It'll allow Twitter users to charge followers and give them access to extra content. That could be bonus tweets, access to community group, subscription to a newsletter, or a badge indicating your support. In a mock-up, Twitter has showed an example where a user charges $4.99 per month to receive a series of perks. Twitter sees that as a way to let creators and publishers get paid directly by their fans. You know, we already have a lot of subscription services where, you know, and more and more newsletters where it is a subscription that you pay. Will sports teams add another element looking for a layer of revenue? Colleges are, I mean, the college model, and let's just look at college football, for example. The college football model in the next 5 years is, brace yourself, name, image, likeness. Possible expansion of the playoff is coming. The portal is going to get bigger. One-time transfer. All of that stuff. The college football world in the next 5 years is going to be a whirlwind of change. And as colleges are trying to find new revenue streams, especially after this year, where are they turning to? I imagine that the name, image, likeness, and then the ability to profit off of that for the college and the athlete, EA Sports and their video game, that stuff will all come in line. Are you going to do something for your television partners? Because there's a lot of key television contracts that are coming up in the next 5 years. Are you going to add alcohol to your stadium? Are you going to get in bed with legalized gambling? What's going to happen in the next 5 years? I think it's going to be unbelievable, the change that will happen to the college football world in the next 5 years. And you have to be out in front of it. But the new avenue of revenue to create. Like, for example, Ohio State sent out an email today that there's a group on their season ticket list that has not had to donate to their athletic fund. Now you will be required to donate in 2022. Even Ohio State, as mammoth as their athletic department is and as much revenue as they bring in, they're still coming off a year of nobody in their stands. So they're looking for that next level of revenue to generate. Will college teams, will professional teams use this model? We'll give you something that you can only get through us. Will athletes do this? I'm thinking of the beef that's going on now between Jujan of the Ravens and the Ravens reporter. Will more athletes go to a paid site where that's where you get all the information? Hey, you want to know where I'm going as a free agent? I'm only giving it to my subscribers. I mean, look at newspapers. Newspapers both the two major newspapers, newspapers around the country. You're not getting free content anymore. I mean, the internet and giving away stuff for free killed a lot of newspapers. Now they're like, no, we can't do that for you. And so you pay your part of your subscription, or not everything you click on is free. I mean, we're kind of getting used to that, right? I know people still complain about it to both the newspapers here. But that's the model. They got to make money. They're in a business. We're all trying to make, you know, a little money. But I think we'll see athletes, and I think we'll see professional teams do this. And then some of the more larger influencers will be able to do this if they don't already do it in some way of their social media channels. But Twitter has announced it today, and we'll see. But who will be the first, like, Nebraska media member to set one of these up where they charge their followers for additional content? And then it'll be cut and pasted and put somewhere else, and then that'll just blow the whole thing. Who would you pay $4.99 per month to follow to get some perks of following them? Sports, entertainment, news, goofiness. There's probably what if you're ESPN? Like, you're Woj. Would they allow you to charge? Because you know people would pay extra.
Absolutely.
I mean, you already pay for the content on ESPN Plus of articles that Woj will write, or their other writers that they've now transitioned from the .com to the Plus. But if you're an ESPN writer and you're very, very popular and you've got millions of followers and you've got access to information that very few reporters have, are you going to be able to, under the ESPN umbrella, charge $4.99 a month, be part of the super followers? You knew this was coming. How successful it will be. Hey, if I'm the Kardashians, I'm already setting one of these up right now. Brent says, I have zero interest in paying for anything on Twitter.
Couple of these Nebraska writers decide they want you to pay. You want to update on your team? You're going to pay.
Mike, who is Potato Head today, so he said Twitter is going to become OnlyFans. Got to be careful, though. Make sure you don't have kids in a Catholic school if you're on OnlyFans. And you're making $150K a month. And you live in Sacramento. And you're very recognizable. Just my little tip. We're back with more of the Gary Sharp Show after this.